It's Thursday, 16th of April, as seagulls and a big aluminum is how Bernie Goldbach would say it. A big aluminium bird flies overhead. And a blue tit is feeding on a feeder about 5 feet from my nose. Now there's confidence. I think that's the closest I've ever got to a blue tit. It's grabbed a seed that it likes after spilling out several. It flew up to the apple tree, now it's pecking it, holding it with one foot and pecking like mad, like a wee typewriter, to get the husk off and get in. It's an absolutely gorgeous morning. It's clear blue sky, as far as I can tell, everywhere. Sun's beaming down, though shielded at this point. I have to step a wee bit. Actually, I've got to keep stepping further now. I'm now even another 3 or 4 feet along towards the back door to get the sun in my face. Already quite high in the sky. Sad thing is, although it's not really sad, is that now I don't get the sun through my study retreat window in the mornings. I miss that beaming in, but today, okay, summer's far better. I should say that the rising sun in the spring and summer is far better than me missing out on some rays through the glass. But it's a beautiful morning. Been a frost last night. I can see that the rooftops over there are white. Hopefully we're going to get a beautiful day today. Now someone's opened the floodgates of aeroplanes flying overhead. It's early morning, rush hour. That was the same at Edinburgh. Well, maybe it's the same at every airport, I don't know. But it's like they've just got them all queued up, ready to go. And if they're taking off into the west, which is the normal in this part of the world, they land from the east, so they swing around over the River Forth and over the bridges and then dive right down, swoop very quickly down after they clear the bridges into Invercargill. Right, okay, planes are gone now, hopefully. Yes, so it's a beautiful morning. Beautiful, beautiful. Cold though, but yes. So, good sleep last night, feeling good this morning. Got so much on today because we're off first thing in the morning up north. But just to be honest, it's kind of piled up on us, me in particular, this week with all the work involved indoors. And yesterday I had to break the news, 3 by phone and 1 personally, that I wouldn't be able to honour my, not promise really, I suppose it might have been taken as a promise of jobs that I hoped to do before we got away. One particular lady, the one, I think I did mention it before, about the 50-inch television going up in her son's bedroom. I had to go and see her personally and tell her. Boy, was she disappointed. You know, and I really hate having to do that to people. She was very disappointed. I'm not saying she was angry at me or anything, but you could see. So, but I was sitting last evening after finishing some other work, and I thought, well, at least I've done it now. I've cleared my feet so that Thursday is, I should have time to get most things done. The car prepared, etc. The carpet fitters are coming this morning, so I need to be there for that. I need to go in and see my cousin Stephen. So, that's amongst 100 other things, I suppose, but some not so crucial. So I cleared my feet last evening, as it were, and I felt that relief. Okay, I've done the deed, I've given the bad news out, and there's more I can do about it, you know. I'm not going to worry about it, or, you know, I just have to wait till I get back home, or go and get someone else. But then I noticed a voicemail message just before I went to bed. From Andra at the farm, and he's got a wee issue that he wants me to come have a look at, and I just thought, oh no, I don't need this, I really don't need this. You know, if I was away on holiday or away somewhere, I would just phone him back saying, I'm up at Nairn or wherever, and I'll be back to a week's time, Andra. You have to love that. But because I'm here, and because I feel I've got to shoot up there and see if I can fix it quickly. And I didn't need it. I wanted to be clear this morning. I wanted my head to be clear and my day to be as clear as I could possibly get. And for just when you're relaxing and got that pressure of letting people down, as it were, bang, and comes another request, and oh, I really didn't need that this morning, or last night, I should say, but I've got a commitment this morning to either phone them and say I've already left for Nairn. But I can't lie to him like that. I'm going to have to shoot up. Thank the Lord for sunshine and birdsong.